Phillies and the Mets wrapping up their 2017 campaigns. Noah Syndergaard on a strict pitch count on Sunday, but in limited action, Thor looked good.
Here's the 2-2 on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with that changeup away at 92 miles an hour. First strikeout for Syndergaard. 1-2. Now the pitch. And it's in there. Strike three called. He got him with, perhaps fittingly, the hardest pitch he's thrown, a 101-mile-an-hour fastball on both guns. Noah Syndergaard walks off the mound, walks straight into the offseason, knowing that he appears to be physically fit.
The ball's in a strike on Franco, the pitch. That's hammered to left. Way back, a high line drive that is streamlining over the fence in left field for a home run. That was a frozen rope off the bat of Franco, who gives the Phillies a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch. Little chopper, softly hit right side. Smith comes in, grabs it, flips it to Flexen, who's nowhere near the first base bag. Everybody's safe. Crawford scores, and it's 5-0 Phillies. What is going on with Dom Smith here in the bottom of the fourth?
1-1 pitch hit high in the air to deep center. Nimmo going back at the track, at the wall, and that ball is off the wall, top of the wall, and in play. Herrera is in. Here's Hoskins around third. He scores, digging for the plate. Williams, the relay throw to the plate, not in time. It's an inside the park 3-run homer for Nick Williams. The Phillies lead 11-0.
The Phillies pound the Mets 11-0. Terry Collins officially resigned as Mets manager after the game, but will remain with the team in a front office role. The Mets finish up 70-92. They miss the postseason for the first time in 3 years. The Phillies wrap up 66-96, following the Mets 11-0 loss to the Phillies in their 2017 season finale. Terry Collins officially resigned as Mets manager, though he will remain with the franchise in 2018 in a front office role. Collins spoke to the media after the game.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm resigning. I'm stepping down for sure. This has been a tremendous run. I've had a great time. It's been a wonderful experience. I owe the Wilpons, Fred, Jeff, and Saul. Jeff Wilpon brought me here, and I thank him. We shared a lot of things. You know, as I've told many of the writers, you know, unless you sit in this chair, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and Jeff Wilpon has been behind me from day one, and I thank him for that. I think the world of Fred. We have dinner together. We talk baseball together. We love it. Sandy, I owe so much to give me another chance. And, you know, we had a good run. We played, this was one of those years that you want to forget, and I will tomorrow, and look forward to an opportunities that, lie ahead. So I think we worked hard, had a good staff, and been blessed with good players. I mean, I look back and think, had a batting champion, had a no-hitter, had a hits team hits cat king, and World Series. I got to watch one of my pitchers start an All-Star game. It's been a blast, but it's time.
The big news surrounding the Mets was obviously Terry Collins' official resignation after the Mets season finale on Sunday, in which they fell to the Phillies 11-0. Here is Mets general manager Sandy Alderson sharing his thoughts on that topic after the game.
He took us from a situation where there were real questions about the organization, about the team, and took us, to the apex of a World Series. And for that, together with the two playoff appearances, we will all be tremendously grateful.